Chapter 5.
Whoa! Are you serious?
Squeaked Pinkie Pie, mouth agape. She had just changed out of her foam star costume and was now wearing a giant crescent moon on her head. She'd been heading outside with Cheese to get in place for the big party-ending sparkler send-off when Rarity had snatched her and dragged her back inside. Now, Pinkie Pie was facing a famous pop star who had asked specifically for her. Pinkie shook her moon head in disbelief.
You, Songbird Serenade, want me, a totally average, not professional dancer party pony, to perform with you, the biggest pop star in Equestria since Countess Coloratura, in the glammy performance that could win you the most prestigious honour of your entire career?
That's right. I don't just want you in my act. I need you in my act. You're going to save every pony in the audience from boredom.
Songbird Serenade nodded with a coy smirk.
See that?
Songbird made a face and motioned across the room to where the cult wonder Feather Bangs was trying to impress Ritzy Rose and Moonlight Melody by bragging about his new album. Their conversation looked rehearsed.
I bet they're having the same conversation they just had with 10 other ponies. Every year the glammies are the same old ponies, the same parties, and the same boring over-the-top performances. If I'm going to be a part of it, I refuse to maintain the status quo.
Songbird Serenade shook her head. Her thick bangs remained covering her eyes, but Pinkie could tell that she was excited.
I want to push the envelope. I want to stand out by stepping out of the spotlight and putting you in it.
Songbird seemed proud of herself, but Pinkie was a tad confused.
So, what do you say? Do you want to be my star?
Well,
Pinkie Pie bit her lip. She'd never done anything like a glammy performance before, but that didn't mean she couldn't try. Still, Pinkie couldn't help feeling that it might be a lot of pressure. What if she messed up and then Songbird lost the award? That would make Pinkie Pie feel ickier than a burned sticky bun. Crampy shuffled anxiously. Part of her wished that Pinkie would say no so she wouldn't have to redo her work and change any of the details for Songbird's performance. The Glammy Awards were only a week away, and there were still so many things to iron out. Adding a new design element or a new pony performer to the act would complicate everything. But Pinkie Pie just stood there with a funny expression on her face.
Songbird,
Rarity interjected with a pleading smile. It was embarrassing that her friend was taking so long to respond to a question whose correct answer was clearly quite obvious.
Would you excuse us for a moment?
Pinkie and I need to have a quick word.
Take your time,
Songbird nodded as Rarity yanked her friend out of earshot.
Pinkamina Diane Pie, what in Equestria are you doing? You simply have to say yes.
Rarity stomped her hoof on the ground like a filly and looked around to make sure no pony was listening. Then her words came tumbling out like a kicked barrel of apples.
This is an amazing opportunity. Think of all the ponies you could make smile with your dance. Besides, Songbird Serenade is one of the only glammy nominees who I've yet to design a look for. If you help her out, perhaps she'll be open to hearing my ideas for her spring tour.
Rarity squealed and gave Pinkie Pie a little nudge.
Also, did I mention Glammy Week is full of parties?
Parties and helping out my bestie.
Why didn't you just say so? Pinkie giggled. Sign me up.
Really?
Rarity's eyes sparkled with delight.
Oh, Pinkie, thank you ever so much. You really are sweeter than one of your strawberry short cupcakes. I do owe you.
All right.
Pinkie adjusted her moon headpiece and raised her eyebrows with a cheesy smirk. Now quit mooning about it. But as Rarity cantered off to deliver the good news, Pinkie Pie felt a funny feeling rising in her tummy. Were those nervous excitement butterflies? Exactly what had Pinkie gotten herself into this time?